Okay, Corey, you're coming to Atlanta, and Yacht Rock Review is kind of an Atlanta band, but they're nationally known for kind of getting a little crazy on stage and playing covers of 70s and 80s music. How do you feel about bands like that and what these guys are doing?
Are you like referring to the Yacht Rock band?
Yacht Rock, and then just in general, Yacht Rock's kind of a nationally known one, a cover act, but just kind of how do you feel about someone like that?
You mean the cover bands in general?
Yeah.
Talking about the older material. Yeah, I think it's great, man. I mean some of them are amazing. I'm sure I haven't heard the Peter's band, but I just by looking at the lineup and everything, I'm sure it's amazing. And some of them are really amazing. I mean, some of the not just the 70s and 80s, but even of the 60s, like the Beatles cover bands, some of those bands are really incredible, and it's fun for people to hear, a lot of the old classics, done well. So, my answer is if they're doing it well, then that's great. If they're doing the songs justice, that's great.
Sure. And you guys are out touring a little bit more now, it looks like, and you guys are one of the only bands from maybe that started in the 70s or so that are still pretty much intact. What do you kind of attribute that to, and how good does it feel to be back out on the road a little bit more?
Well, the thing is that's a great question, and Pablo Cruz never really, I don't think we ever really broke up. We just went separate ways in mid 80s. We made 7 records, and the last record over at A&M was called 7 studio albums, and the last one was called Out of Our Hands, and I think that appropriately, defined where the band was. It really was Dave Jenkins and myself who wrote, the lion's share of the material. We're writing together, and, we went off in different directions. I went and got married, and so we just sort of stopped. And what I'm leading to is then, as we got older and we all had done other things and felt some accomplishment in other areas, it was like, hey, we have this repertoire in our back pocket, and actually, 3 of the 4 guys are still around to play, and it feels great to put it back together, because it's we don't go out, for a long periods of time. But we go out, weekends and things like we'll be doing in Atlanta. We'll go out to Atlanta and come back. But it's great fun, and it keeps it fresh because we're not doing it every day. And the repertoire, the Pablo Cruz repertoire is really a fun repertoire, the demanding repertoire, And it's a fun repertoire to play because, there's sort of mature, song. The songs are mature. They were mature back then, which may have been the good part of the band and the bad part commercially, we're really lucky that we have 3 of the 4 guys, and for me personally, and I think I speak for the rest of the guys, that we wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't the original guys. We've always had sort of a problem keeping a bass player in the band, and so we were searching for bass players throughout the prime years of the band. We switched bass players 3 times, and we always used a studio guy, Mike Beccaro of the Toto, Toto.
Yep.
And he was always our bass player in the studio. So we had an amazing bass player in the beginning, singer songwriter Bud Cockrell, who passed away about 5 years ago. But Bud actually left the band way back after the 3rd record, which was Place in the Sun, and it was a big loss to lose him, so we were always kind of trying to patch that up. But it's great to have it, have it as something to do. I think we will continue to do it. We get along well. That little tour we did in June was the longest. We were out 10 days, and it was a lot of fun, and we have a lot of, become, 18 years old again when you get back with the guys that you work with,
Sure. It looks like you guys have a lot of fun. How fun was it, how fun and how well received was the live DVD you guys put out almost 2 years ago that I own and really enjoy.
Well, you know, let me be honest with you. I mean, when we did it, we basically just did it to, we filmed it, and it was done, you know, sort of just to have, just to document the band, because we did it finally, and he'll be with us in Atlanta, a bass player named Larry Antonino,
yep,
who plays and sings and covers all of the tenor parts, you know, that we desperately needed for, you know, vocally, and, the band was just felt so strong when he got in the band because he really emulated, you know, the original bass parts and that it was like, let's just do this, let's record this, let's film it, let's do 3 days at this little venue and see what we get. And then ironically, right after it was done, our original, one of our producers, Val Garay, called me and he said, we're starting a new label and we've got funds and we want to do some, you know, some of the legacy bands, the vintage acts, and he said, you know, I think it'd be amazing if you guys did something. And I said, God, we have this live DVD, CD. It just needs to be mixed and edited. And he said, well, let's do it. So that's how we got it out. The truth is, I mean, I've been in the business my whole life, and I know how difficult it is to sell records. So we never really did it, and it was received, you know, critically received well, but I mean, it was not like a blockbuster seller, and, you know, we have it, we sell it at our shows. It's nice to have it, though. It's great to be able to just go back and look at it, you know, because it's just nice to document it. And then we just followed up with another live one that Sony put out last year that's actually in stores. And I think that's actually selling some copies. It's not a DVD. It's just Pablo Cruz. Sony put out a series of CDs for the 80s, 70s, and the 80s.
Right.
So we fell in, ironically, into the 80s. So, but, you know, record sales for a band like Pablo Cruz, or you know, that's not, unless something comes out in a movie or something like that, it's not like something we, you know, bank on. I mean, we don't really bank on Pablo Cruz at all. We do it because it's just a lot of fun. And you know, as I said, it's the original guys, and we have this repertoire, so.
Well, speaking of movies, Will Ferrell wore the Pablo Cruz T-shirt in a blockbuster movie, and what did that help you guys at all, or what kind of came out of that?
You know, that was like a double edged. That was a bittersweet response, because what happened was, this is long story short, is that once that movie came out, this publicist who actually manages Hall & Oates, who's local, I live in Southern California, and he lives down here, and he got in touch with me, and he said, man, I went to the movies last night, and I saw a trailer for this movie, and Will Ferrell's wearing a Pablo Cruz T-shirt, you know, for the whole trailer. He's like, it's just a big ad for Pablo Cruz. He goes, listen, if you bring me on board for a couple months, he goes, you won't believe what I get going for this. And, you know, it's too bad because, it would have been a couple years later we would have had, you know, the DVD and the CD, something to sell. So the bittersweet part was we really didn't have anything current to talk about, or, you know, and it was great that he wore the shirt, but how much can you talk about a shirt? But the amount of response, the number of interviews, the amount of excitement over that logo was amazing. And we actually ended up, I don't know if you saw it, but Jimmy Kimmel actually had Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly on his show, and they all were wearing Pablo Cruz T-shirts, and they came out and saying, what you gonna do? And it was crazy, and then we get a call from I think it was Sony who did the movie, and they asked us, or it was either Universal or Sony asking us if we played the premiere. So we got a lot of, you know, press and mileage, and we had a lot of fun with it. But the crazy part was that they asked the band to walk down the red carpet, right, for the premiere, and it was kind of. I personally didn't want to do it because, I mean, I when you go down that carpet, people are like, so what are you here for?
Very cool.
Like, so, you know, so we have to, well, we got this T-shirt.